If you want to train a horse in the natural, you put a harness on, you don't let him get by with anything. That's the way God does us. Ooh. And once you learn that secret, then you learn to rejoice, knowing that all things work together for good to them that love God, that are called according to His purpose. Lord, I know this thing doesn't feel good to me. It's working now, but I know You're working it together to work out something in me that, oh, will bring glory to You and reward to me. I want to tell you a story about a chosen man of God before we get started this morning. Chosen through Jesus Christ, John the Apostle. He was chosen to bring forth the fullness of Christ and the fullness of the kingdom in the earth. One day the Lord began to show me how that He helped John for over 50 some odd years and never and always let him have second and third seat. Until He released him into the fullness of His calling. He had chosen John to perfect His divine love in. And He put His harness on him and did with him what He pleased. When Peter and John walked up to the lame man at the temple gate, John was just there. He had to watch Peter heal a lame man. All he could do is sit, stand there and love. Oh. Peter was down at Cornelius' house preaching. Holy Ghost has fallen on all the Gentiles. John was standing there just loving. That had been the pattern of his life, though. The love of God working through Jesus Christ in the flesh had drawn John till he couldn't stay away from Jesus. Had his head on his chest or down at his feet. Somewhere around him all the time. Jesus didn't step off from John. He went on the Mount of Transfiguration. John was right there. When he went to the cross, John was standing right there. Not understanding, but he couldn't get away from him. Oh, God had His harness on him. Saving him, working with him according to the pleasure of His goodwill. Paul, the greatest plumb line minister, the father of grace that God ever produced in the earth, now had a place around the throne of God as one of the beasts that looked like a man. John's teachings had to sit and wait until Paul finished his ministry and laid the foundation of grace. One of the characteristics of love is that it suffered long. And John seemed like, to all the religious people of that day, seemed like he was doing weak things. They didn't understand. He was going around over the in the different churches and different houses. You can read this in the second epistle of John if you want to. He was picking out elect ladies and delivering a select few the fullness of Christ and setting them in as mothers or elect ladies in the church. Everybody just they didn't know, you know. They thought they were supposed to do great works in the sight of man. They didn't know what John was doing. They didn't know that the fullness of God's kingdom depended upon man and woman entering into father and mother in God's kingdom, to where they could bring forth the purity and the fullness of the kingdom of God in earth. Oh. They didn't know. They thought they were men, you know. They didn't remember like John remembered the teaching of Jesus. They said, now listen, before you ever get into the kingdom of God, you're going to have to become just like a little baby child. They didn't know that the purpose of John, Jesus through John, was to deliver them into the beginning from where Jesus came, utterly destroyed of all their old nature, and to bring them forth in fire in the fullness of God in the earth. But finally, in God's time, on the Isle of Patmos, there appeared one to John like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment all the way down to his feet, head and hair white as wool, white as snow, body shining like the sun in the noonday star, and announced, I am the beginning and the end. For this purpose have I called you. Now walk with me in the spirit and the heaven, and I'll unfold the plan of the ages to you. But the harness of God worketh just what he wants to work in your life, and it works good for you in glory and rewards, and it works the pleasure of his goodwill. Regardless of a lot of your struggling and striving, you're not going to accomplish much except create a lot more confusion and struggling and striving. So it would be better for everyone concerned for you to abide in the calling wherewith you're called, and let him lift you up and set you in when he's ready. Hath been given me to obey you, Lord. Whoa. Work of a religious demon. that works in your mind and keeps you condemned. Satan working through religion has led you to believe in,
has led you to believe
that you must understand in your carnal mind. All of the Bible and know all about God. Before you can have the fullness of God working in your body and working in your life. Satan lied to you and utterly trapped you with an independent demon of fundamentalism that makes you think your fullness of God depends upon Bible knowledge in your carnal mind. Your fleshly mind, that's an enemy against God. Listen to Jesus, the way of God's life. Explain to you the way of God's fullness. He received every prophet in the prophet's name. You shall in no wise lose your reward if you receive the one that I send.
The one that I send.
Then you receive me and receive my Father. If you obey in simple faith. Even a little one that I place over you. Then you receive me and my Father. Because you obeyed me through a man. Obey those that have the rule over you. They watch for your soul in the person of me. Do you not know the name of Jesus? Emmanuel, God in the flesh. Do you not know the name of Satan? The evil one has got the prince out of the air. So don't look in there to get your revelation. The name of Jesus is still Emmanuel. He still works through the flesh and body of men. And Satan as God works out of the air. Oh! Because of the weakness of your flesh, God in His love chose men and women through which to move so you could see His glory and power and His grace. And enter quickly
into His fullness.
And not be deceived. prince of the air.
Prince of the air.
If you want to understand it a little bit better, I'll tell you what God has already said. Through his apostle John, my father in him, he revealed the Antichrist, spirit of Satan. He said unto you, the spirit of God bears witness that Jesus in the flesh, but the Antichrist spirit denied to you that Jesus Christ is in the flesh of man. Oh! Grace and love of your Father God.
Of the Father God.
Jesus Christ hath come in your flesh. It's not of works, but it's a gift of the grace of your Father God. That you simply receive by your confession of faith. My Father God, you've made me Jesus in the flesh. Christ
spirit
working in your mind,
Working in your mind.
Makes you think you're still you. When God's word so plainly said that he hath made you Jesus in your flesh, you're no more you, but Jesus Christ. Made so by the grace and the love of God. Not by the works of your flesh, but by your confession of simple faith. Boom! My Father God
told you in your word
exactly what has happened to the old flesh of you. He said very plainly that it had died. On the body of Jesus when he was crucified. So old you had now been dead. For 2,000 years, but Satan tried to revive you by making you think that you're still you. When God has made you Jesus in the flesh. I know the word of my Father God. Speaking through Jesus, this is what he said. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Satan lied to you. He made you think God, you were still you, and not Jesus Christ. So he made you act just like old you. Being real religious in your carnal mind. But I am calm as an instrument of God to change your thinking with his word and tell you plainly you're no more you. But the grace of God made you Jesus in the flesh.
Oh!
Anything else in your mind and heart, any thought or feeling in your flesh that does not declare or make you feel that you're Jesus in the flesh, cometh of Satan. It's of the evil one that tempts you to deny that Jesus Christ is still Emmanuel. The carnal mind is not subject to God. It can't even imagine how this can be. That the great God of heaven, of the universe, has stooped so low to come in your flesh. But I tell you right now and plain, it's not by your works, but it's by his grace and love. Through Jesus Christ, he gave you as a gift. And you receive him, you become him in the flesh. Boom! I can tell you right now, don't look way off, for the Lord God off in the air, look here at me and look at your brother and sister and see Jesus in her flesh. Receive me, receive Jesus Christ. If you reject me, reject Jesus Christ. No, you reject not me, but you reject my Father. And no man can reject my Father God. Learning a lesson you should learn. At least 2 days after you met me, that you're not looking at a man, but you're looking at God. Emmanuel that came in the flesh, and then you would have quickly entered in to the truth of what you also in God. You also are Jesus in the flesh, and you have given by the grace of God. Know ye not how that Jesus Christ liveth in you, except you be reprobate. Oh! But blinded by Satan and a religious demon, an independent demon you got in religion, you looked at me as a carnal man with a little touch of Christ maybe here and there, and then you got trapped in a carnal mind. You even looked at me as a religious preacher. For many long years you've suffered because of this. Now it is time for you to understand that when you see Jesus working in this man, you also see him working in your flesh. Father told me, and he made it plain. I have made them clay in your hand. You can mold them in spirit and truth, or you can break them at my command. So to enter the fullness of the Lord thy God, I speak to you plain, this is the way. Obey by faith what I say. Yet not I, but my Father through me. And then by faith you receive a working of God in your body and life. And then you understand by revelation why you became a part of God's nation. He chose to reveal himself. Still Emmanuel, God in your flesh. That's your problem in many long years. Half time. Whoa! We're cutting a lot more people this morning, aren't we? What do you say? What word comes out of your mouth now. Who are you? By your own works? No, sir. By the grace and love of God that gave you the resurrected Jesus as a gift. And you accept in by faith and he come in your flesh. Oh, I thought you knew all of that. You should have been taught that in Sunday school. But you're no more you. You were born again and you disappeared. Oh, but they didn't tell it to me quite that way. I know they lied to you. Because they weren't believing they were Jesus in the flesh. Most of them weren't. They were Satan in the flesh. Oh, they got you to trying and trying and trying to be like Jesus. And then they delivered that stinking bunch of mess they put in your flesh over to me. Lord Jesus, yet not to me, but to my Father. When I tell you you're burning, you can look for the fire. When I tell you you're free, you can feel the liberty. When I tell you you have a working of God, you can expect the Holy Ghost to fall on you. Operate not in my name. But in the name of Jesus, the person of freedom. In the name of my Father that had come in my place and hath made me into his image. And he commissioned me, this is what he said. You're now faithful and true. Because you by faith have stood the test and sold not yourself to religion. So now I leave you with this command. Lead my people into Jerusalem land and into my fullness and let them know that I, the great God, doth live in their pleasure. Our Father hath declared.
Our Father hath declared.
The whole world under judgment.
The whole world under judgment.
His judgment fire.
Judgment fire.
Is burning in all flesh.
Is burning in all flesh.
Every person you see.
Every person you see.
Is a burning tree.
Is a burning tree.
The judgment of God is flaming in their flesh.
Is flaming in their flesh. Ooh.
Our Father God, a devouring fire, hath clothed himself upon the earth, be consumed in fire of his divine body, has caused a burning of judgment in all flesh. Everything in you that is not of Jesus Christ,
that is not Jesus Christ,
is now burning with the judgment of God.
With the judgment of God.
But called by the fullness of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
Shall all men be judged by judgment fire.
Judgment fire.
But by your own works,
you'll
never make it.
You'll never make it.
The only way to enter his fullness is by his love of faith and confession.
Of faith and confession.
To accept what he's given you as a gift of his love.
As a gift of his love.
You believe that? It's by grace. It's not by your works. I know you defiled by religion. You think you're going to make it. You're burning. Oh. I'm going to lay it out for you, to you, very plain. To completely escape
God's burning judgment
and have a full life on earth
and a full reward.
There are three works
of God's grace and love
that you must receive
in simple faith.
Walk by faith now, not by sight. The first work
that you must receive
is to be baptized
into the heavenly water
of the blood and flesh
of the body of Christ.
Wash it in the flesh of Christ.
Why do you think that Jesus said,
he that it believeth and baptized shall be saved? Do you think he meant that religious baptism that ducked you in the muddy waters of a river? I'll put you in the clean waters of a baptistry and spoke a few words to really see just
Satan over you.
Now you understand
why the Apostle Paul
said, God sent me
God sent me.
Not to baptize them.
Not to baptize.
But to preach the living gospel.
The living gospel.
For the water he has of you is living water.
Is living water.
And Paul knew.
And Paul knew.
Very plainly.
Very plainly.
That the baptism in water was only a waiting for the finished work of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
When you could enter his heavenly water.
Heavenly water.
Oh, come here, Brother John. The Father. Brother Ray. Jesus speaking in John. Said, at that day, John the 14th chapter, verse 20, you shall know that I'm in the Father. And you're in me. And I'm in you. But, wait a minute now. All preached, Peter and others, that Jesus was on the right hand of the Father. And the psalmist explained it very plainly. The Father said to Jesus, sit thou on my right hand until I make all thy enemies thy footstool. Whoa! So while Jesus was on the right hand of the Father, they baptized in earthly water in faith, confessing that they were standing up there, crucified with Jesus, buried with him, and resurrected with him. It wasn't an ordinance. It was a real live experience with Jesus. But they knew, looking forward to the day when Jesus Christ would finish his seventh suffering in the outer court. You didn't know he finished, had seven sufferings. Okay. And that he would move. Instead of being on the right hand of the Father, he would move and be one inside the Father. Whoa. Whoa. Oh, yes. And then they, holding them, Paul said, until the day of redemption. And then they could, by faith, come and take their place right where God intended them to be and be baptized in that heavenly water of the body of Jesus Christ. By simple faith, saying, Lord Jesus, by faith, I accept that you're in the Father and I'm in you and you're in me. Losing their breath by the Holy Ghost. Seven works of the Holy Ghost. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Then losing their life. Being baptized in the heavenly water of the body of Jesus Christ. Washing out their old flesh and their old life. And washing in his new heavenly flesh and his new heavenly blood of life. In obedience to you, just lay him right down. That simple and that easy. What does this do? This cools your body, your flesh, from the burning judgment that is upon all flesh. Because this is an eternal heavenly judgment of heavenly fire, and it cannot be cooled with earthly water. It must be cooled with heavenly water. Now also, watch this. While Jesus was on the right hand of the Father, and the enemies, all his enemies were being made his footstool, which his enemies were the enemies working against his people, wasn't it? He didn't have any enemies. He is in heaven. The enemies were the people working against his people. While they were being made his footstool, and while many people were living in that, they had callings to the ministry. And they failed them. They got overcome. Satan overcome them. Why? Because Jesus Christ had not yet destroyed all their enemies, and they wouldn't by full, it was by confession of grace, but they couldn't hold on through the weakness of their flesh. So all of those that failed during the time, that Jesus on the right hand of the Father, before he came inside, he gives them a second chance. Says, now you come. Said, you failed in your ministry. And said, my judgment burning in your flesh caused the gifts and calling of God without repentance. Once you knew you had a calling, you're held accountable for it. But said, since it was through ignorance and weakness and unbelief, he said, now I give you a chance to come. And just be baptized again right on your face in the heavenly water of my body and wash out that burning and failure in your old ministry and let you get a new start in this thing by moving in my life. He said, you and I waged war and suffered together during that time. But he said, now I've moved inside of my Father. And I've made all your enemies my footstool. I've destroyed them. He said, so now I give you a chance, just like grace, the agreement of grace between the Father and Jesus was, the Father said, everything I give you, you give to them. He said, that's it. That's what grace is. Everything the Father gave to Jesus, he turned around by the Holy Ghost and gave it to you. He said, now I have gotten the victory and I've become one with my Father inside of him. And said, now you know it. So now all the failures of your past enter into the ministry. I wash them away in the heavenly water in my body, and I give you a new chance to minister to me, minister me in the fullness of your flesh and the fullness of my Father moving through your flesh. Now if you don't believe that, you're in real trouble. Lord, you've got a calling of God on you, and there's no way in the world you can escape it. God, once you fail this thing trying to operate on the old covenant, you're in real trouble. You're burned. But now he said, I give it to you. Lord Jesus, faith, I accept to lose my life and my breath. And gain your life and your breath, which is my daily ministry. I just feel the Holy Ghost come on you. Always delivers the promises of God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And lost his breath. In obedience to you, Father, I baptize this minister of your new creation down on his face in the heavenly waters of your body. Washing away all the disobedience and burning in his flesh and washing in the heavenly waters of your flesh, giving him a new life and a new start under the new covenant of God that hath made Jesus Christ one with you in the fullness of you, my Father. It hath been done. You want it? Come on. Let him wash all burning out of your flesh. How do you do it? By grace, through faith. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. It is of faith. You accept what Jesus did, it's yours. And you don't only just accept it by mental assent, you accept it by obeying what he said to do. He said, come down in me on your face and I'll wash out your old burning and I'll wash in my new heaven. I'm all right. I don't have to do that. Don't kid yourself. Faith without action is dead. Faith without obedience is dead. You're still burning. You're still accountable for your ministry until you take that action of faith. Oh, in obedience to you, Father. Just confess to him by faith. I accept. To lose my life and my breath. To gain your life.
And your breath.
Now just feel the Holy Ghost. Just gently come on. Get you ready. Oh. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh. In obedience to you, Father, I baptize this minister of your new creation down on his face in the heavenly waters of the body of Jesus Christ, washing out an old way of burning flesh and washing in your new heavenly flesh and your new heavenly blood of life, a new start. Oh, it hath been done. Oh. Oh. Oh, you want a new start or you want to continue under the old covenant when Jesus is at the right hand of the Father? You want all your past mistakes and your failures washed away? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Heavenly baptism. Oh, you know all of this. Oh, Paul said all the promises of God must be established on heavenly promises. He said, all these things I'm preaching to you, he said, they're truth and you can live in them. But they have to be established with another working of heavenly promise. Well, Brother Pruitt, I didn't ever understand that. That's the reason you never can make it. You've got to listen to someone who does understand it. Half time. Oh, by faith, in your love. My Father, I accept to lose my life and my breath for your ministry. Ooh. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Ooh. That's the reason why I'm living under the new covenant and you struggling, striving around under the old covenant. Trying to hold fast your confession instead of, living in it hath been finished. Oh, yes. In obedience to you, Father, I baptize this minister of your new creation down on her face in the heavenly water of your body, washing out all of her past mistakes and all of her failure and all burning in her flesh, washing in your new life of your seventh suffering. Ooh, it hath been done. Oh, how many of you want this? You really want it? Really want it? Come on here, bunky young man. Hey, Brother Brady, you baptized them in the church? Absolutely not. Not in an organized church. In the heavenly church. Oh, say, what are they going to do to stay? Man, you don't worry about that. What if they don't stay faithful? How are they ever going to stay faithful if you don't get them moving in the heavenly waters and the heavenly blood and the faith of Jesus Christ? They don't have a chance. Devil beats them to the pulp. Oh, by faith, Lord Jesus. I lose my life and my breath and gain your life and your breath. Feel the Holy Ghost come on you. Oh, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Finished. Some of y'all move back there now. Get out of my way. Where I can move around. Oh, in obedience to you, Father, I baptize this minister of yours down on her face in the heavenly water to your body. Washing out her old disobedient burning flesh and washing in the heavenly waters of your flesh and the blood of life. And it hath been done. Right on over here real quickly, Brother Josh. You're moving too slowly to be standing in the stead of the Father. He moves swiftly like a strong man running. snatching them out of the fire. Brother Jerry, grab you somebody there where you met them. Oh, get to fanning them and getting them moving in there. In obedience to you, Father, by faith, tell him by faith, I accept to lose my old way of life.
Old
burning flesh and gain your flesh and your blood of life and your breath. Feel the Holy Ghost on you. Oh. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. In obedience to you, Father, I baptize this minister here down on his face in the heavenly waters of your body, washing out all of his disobedient burning flesh and washing in your heavenly flesh and your heavenly blood of life. Lay him right down. It hath been done. Oh, you ain't got yours yet? Come on, let's get her neck. Say, Father, in obedience to you, I lose my life and my breath and gain your life and your breath. Feel the Holy Ghost just come on you there now. I don't have any problem, children. They enter right on in. Already made a mother out of this young lady before she had ever baptized. And how'd you do? How could you do that, Brother Pruitt, on the authority of my Father God? He does the things according to the way he wants it. Oh, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Brother Bill, get your mantle and come on here. Get to baptizing them. In obedience to you, Father, I baptize this minister of your new creation down on the face in the heavenly water to the body of Jesus, washing in the heavenly water of your life and the heavenly blood of your life. Just lay him right down. Come on here, honey. I'll get you. Just close your eyes and begin to talk to Jesus. Lord Jesus, by faith in your love, I lose my life and my breath and gain your life and your breath. Feel the Holy Ghost just come on you now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Grab you some of them, Brother Ed, and go to baptizing them. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this minister of yours down on her face in the heavenly waters of your body, washing out the judgment in her burning flesh and washing in the heavenly waters of your body and your blood of life that delivers her from judgment. It hath been done. Come on here, Sister Bunky. Put that fire on her there. Let that fire burn in her. A little while. The fire of his love. He's had me to do many things to put out the burning fire in your flesh for a little while. He even used to have me to come up, Brother Ray, and blow on y'all. To hold you until the time I could deliver you into the New Jerusalem. You remember I used to blow on you? Blowing out that fire by the Holy Ghost. In obedience to you, Father. In obedience to you, Father. By faith, I lose my breath and my life and gain your breath and your life. Get you some money and start baptizing. Feel the Holy Ghost. Come on you now. One. Two, three, four, five, six, seven. Come on, I'll get you. Come on, move on up. I'll get you. In obedience to you, Father, I baptize this member of your new creation down on her face in the heavenly waters of your body, washing out her burning flesh and all of her failures, and washing in the heavenly waters of your body and the heavenly blood of your life that brings her into your ministry. It hath been done. Oh, gimme. Be quick, mothers. Also, mothers are run like a strong woman running. Said he'd cry like a travailing woman. No cry. Whoa. Get him in there quickly. Lord Jesus, by faith, I lose my life and my breath to gain your heavenly life and your heavenly breath. Grab me somebody. Get in the baptism. Feel the Holy Ghost. Come on. Oh, the longer you repeat, that's all you need to do. The Holy Ghost does the work. Oh, I just administer it. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Hath been done. In obedience to you. Grab them. Snatch them out of the fire. Oh, cool that burning in their flesh. That's the order. Order of our Father God through Jude. Jude, snatch them out of the fire. Hating even the garment. Burning of the flesh. I baptize this member of your new creation right down in the heavenly waters of your body. Washing out all the old burning waters of her flesh and washing in the new heavenly water to your body and your blood of life. Ooh, hath been done. No, you don't know how, do you? All right, grab him. Here he one right here. Get him. Pour it on. You already been made a father. Let her rip. Oh, you still want to live under the old covenant to sick suffering? Or you want your disobedience washed away in the seventh suffering in the finished work of Jesus Christ? Oh, Father, in faith in you, I accept to lose my life and my breath to gain your life and your breath. Now just feel the Holy Ghost. Just come on you gently. That's all it takes. Hold it for me.